So the sense of Pesach of Gimel, the sugya of Sovik Shishim, you have to mark them two sugyas. The sugya of Mim B'Minoi, which is Avimori, sorry. The sugya of Mim B'Minoi, and the sugya of Tam Kikr, if it's Dabon or Deraisa. So, first, start off with the easiest sugya, the sugya of Mim B'Minoi. We have Machlokes Purtan, Numus Mekoros and Shas. The main Machlokes is Gemara Brachos and Daf Chavez. Gemara brings down that we have a pasuk in the Torah by the Avoda Yom Kippur that we say by Musav Yom Kippur. The Indian of Lokach Dama Par V'Dama Seir, you take the blood of the Par and the Seir, you mix them together, and do this Riko with it. Gemara says, Kidua, the Dama Par is more than the Dama Seir. Why is it called the same names over here? L'chor, they should be bottle. So the Gemara brings down the Machlokes Rabbonim. Verse of Yehuda. Yehuda says from over here we see a klal mim b'minoy afilu be'elf bottle. It's a klal not only over here, it's a klal be'kolat ha'erkula. Lachin mim b'minoy afilu be'elf bottle. Come on, the bottom say no. We see from over here fakert. The dafka because over here the shneim oilin mizbeach, both from a kosher mizbeach. Therefore, over here specifically the not mavatal zezer. But other times, Mim B'Minoi, Achra B'Lahatis, it can be a case of Bittel B'Roiv. Shem Achlikis, Rabbi Huda versus Abonon, what's Halacha, both dashing the same. Pasuk the Gemara says, Shnei Mikro Echadarshu, if the Halacha Mim B'Minoi is Bittel B'Roiv or not. Tosfos and Rashi have Machlokes had a Paskin, the big now, the Rav and Shmuel, Pasuk like a Behuda, I feel bad for a bottle. As Hashani, Rabbi Yechon, and Rosh Lakish, have Lozman Ben Yaakov, who's Kavanoki, and Tosfos even brings down the Meshua Malevi held that way. Again, the Olam asks, what's right from Shua Balevi? I lechur, if you learn the Sugya according to Baya, you learn after the Pasuk Zerah B'Sheila, the case of Mim Shloi B'Minoi. What's the right of the case of Mim B'Minoi? You see, Yaakov Neski is Kashi, Blaib Tzorachi and Godel. The Maisa, we have rice from different Amoroyim, they pass like the Abadon. Beloch the Maisa, Kamal Rashi, Daf Koftes, and other places, he passes Afil B'Aflai Botel like a Yehuda. You have your one this way. The Mordechai writes, that is the minig. The minig is like Rashi. The Maisa come on over 30 different Rishonim, and they bring down the Mordechai, they want to say, we're in the world to see the minigs that way. The Maisa, they point out, that's clearly we pass him like Tresif, like Rabbonin, the Alokha, and Mimba Minoi, unless the name of Elam is Be'ach, Alokha is Be'bottle, Bottle Be'roiv. That's how it could come out clear by the Mechabo, via by Sebeis. The Pesachim pass him like the Rabbonin, Mimba Minoi, of the Alokha, the Bottle Be'roiv. Now, just to understand the Yehuda, maybe extrapolate different ideas from the Yehuda. First, what is the lumpness behind the Yehuda? What's the svar? Remember, mina feel well like bottle. We might say of two things. We have the klal achra b'lahatis. He learns after the pasuk. What's he say? So you could say very simple. The way Rabbi Tamar say the Yosha the Rashi go is gzeres hakosef. The Taz boss is calling. Hey, he brings down the Yamshu Shloim. It's gzeres hakosef. Could say very simple. Gzeres hakosef. Remember, mina the loch is I feel well like bottle. However, it's do it like a ran. That's brought down, we have community of Aloha, how he explains his side over here. And but similar to that, the disciple goes, the man says that there are known, there are a concept over here, that first, when you have a case of Mim B'Minoi, when it's two things, two different tastes, one the vat of the other. Mashenkin, one Mim B'Minoi, one is really not, you don't taste it, you're strengthening one another. Example, you have two pieces of steak in front of you, one's the veil, one's kosher. You don't take steak? Forget, it strengthens one another, and therefore it has over here the case of the taste of the steak, one of them is Nevela. So forget, when it's Mim B'Minoi, they're not being machlish, they're not being mavat to one another, they're being maimed of masik one another. That's Pshat and Rabbi Huda. I saw why the abundance agree, you're tasting one to another. So he brings down, you saw, he turns around, that there are two ways to make something Mim B'Minoi, or make something Mim Shloi B'Minoi. It's either the chayfetz, chazer is not like steak. Two different things. It's not taste. Then there's another way to make it, what you find mim b'minoi and shloim b'minoi, the iser v'heter. Are both kosher or both treif over here? Or one's kosher, one's treif. Says Yeram Pshat, the Rabbanu, why they say the loch over here is going to be bottle mim b'minoi? Because true, they both taste the same. But they're mitzad din, they're two different things over here. One's iser and one's heter. So once mitzad din, they're two different things. That's min shloi b'minoi. Mash enkin un shneim ulum mizbeach. They're both the same halacha. So sight and din, they're the same halacha. Sight and mitzias, they're both dam. Echnami, afil be'avlei botol. That means the Ran says, really, the Rabbanon agree to Yehuda. It's mimben mina afil be'avlei botol. Except what defines mimben minoi, the Rabbanon say two things. One mitzah the chayfitz, one mitzah the din, the halacha shabai. If there's Isser and Heter, that makes it min shloi b'minoi. Building upon this comes along the Ran, says that's the soy the dovish shish lamatirim. We know, everyone assuming knows, that the dovish shish lamatirim is some code base, afilub elflay bottle. Says we show you based upon the Gemara only by min b'minoi. What's the lumdus behind it? Why do I have to min b'minoi, even min shloi b'minoi? It's very simple. Because min b'minoi, number one, means the taste, it's the same thing. Mitzah the din, they're both mutter. One's mutter today, one's mutter tomorrow. So once the mimbe mina is side by din and side by in the chayfets, then even the abundant agree to be Yehuda, Philip, Elfly, Bottle. That means the lumps, why the abundant disagree with Yehuda? They don't. They agree with Rabbi Yehuda. Except they have a different way of getting min shloi b'minoi. Mitzah the isser shabai.
Why do they need the din to be the same?
What?
Why do they need the din to be the same?
Because they agree with the apostle, if you're dam pav, dam mashiach, it's not bottle. And they say, why? Because the Gemara says, they don't have the same positive. Both of them kosher lezbiko.
I got the
swear
that the
Ram
starts out with that
it's
mechazik.
No, he
mechazik,
says
it's true.
It's mechazik. That's true. Plus, also, the but over here, it's been shalmina, the bottom of the other. The Isser, I can't tell you, the Chor of the Rabbana saying, if you look at Isser and Heter, I can't tell me you're tasting Isser.
The Rabbana saying, Isser,
I can't, no one will tell you you're tasting Isser. I'm tasting steak. We'll get to the Sug of Silek. That's a big kasha on the Rashba over here. They say, I'm tasting steak. No one tells you I taste this, sir. So that'd be mach. There's a chalishus in the Isser Shavoy. That's first the lumdus behind why the bottom disagree. And the nafkamina we'll get to, don't you stomach here. Another nafkamina they point out is what's the lacha of Yavish B'Yavish? Yes, yes. That's what we pass the lacha, very clear, yeah. They say, why? What's the lumdus? Quant just give all the lumdus. Says it around, that's the side. Now, what's the lach by Yavish B'Yavish? According to Rabbi Yehuda, in this case is a case of lach b'lach. When you have dam apav and dam masir, two things mix up one with another. What happens? You have four pieces in front of you, three are kosher, one is treif. All the pieces are steak. You say still according to Rabbi Yehuda, feel about elflay bottle. It's kind of tasty. You've always thought they basis. No, it didn't dach by case of lach b'lach, especially in standing so exact a kosher. Not a case of Yavish B'Yavish. That's the right bit. The Rashba, the Reim, and brought down the Lochan Simon Kofiud that way by the Krasi, by the Goyim, the Chavadas. They pass with Pimgodim, the Lochan Dak in the case of Lach Balach. They point out, first of all, there are those disagree, the Zerain Tam disagrees. They say, let's analyze it. We go with the Lomdus of the Ran, that the whole idea we have being Mach with the Makar for W. Shlomatirim. What is the case of W. Shlomatirim? The Gemon Bayad Afgulma Bayad discusses, a Beitzer Shnel Beyontiv got mixed in with other eggs. The loch is, we're not sure if you eat this egg or all the other eggs, the loch is afilu be'afloi bottle. That's a case of yavish b'yavish. So we see even my case of yavish b'yavish according to the one afilu be'afloi bottle. That's the case of Yishna Matiyah Mechor Hu'udimad, if that's the Makar from Rabbi Yehuda, should be the same thing according to Rabbi Yehuda. Azoy fek the Noyi Yehuda, azoy fek the Kiveger, it's the Noyi Yehuda Echanami. You know, it's twice a shita on the Ran shita, don't ask Gavar Rav Karamas Echanami, the once a time, the Ran disagrees with the side of Yavish B'Yavish and according to Buddha, I feel of airfly bottle. That means the lumps behind the side of it could be tasted one Malach Zesa Kosev. Zesa Kosev is very simple. Lach B'Lach, that's a Kimto. Not Yavish B'Yavish. The man goes to the lumps over here. Why? Because it's the Mesa, it's a Locha, sight in taste and signed in, even in the case of Yavish B'Yavish. Now we'll get to some Kopei, we'll see other ways to answer this Kasha, like Dafka arguing, but the Maitha, the way that the Yudub Kiregis sets it up before the Ran and Taisu will come on Afkamino, what's a Locha of Yavish B'Yavish? This is one other kimta that's coming from our sugya in the Pshat according to Yehuda. Again, he said, I feel a bit of like bottle. That's the case where it's an Issa deraisa. What's a loch of an Issa derabonon according to Yehuda? Do you still say, I feel a bit of like bottle? Or no, it's a dim yuchin in the deraisa. So the Gemara that's had a test on base, like Lamsor, examined that even according to Yehuda, I feel a bit of like bottle. Let's say you have a dog tome, and you have the tzir coming out. Over there, the Gemara says, in a revius society. Revius is enough to have 200 times the amount. Well, then number 200, Makar, we have 200 times the amount first Revius, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. In fact, Gemara, why? You hold a feel of Bell Foley bottle. You're that man, the Omar. Says Gemara, no, why? Because Shani Tzir, Zeb Alma. Tzir is different. Adkan. Why is it different? What's the lumdus in the Gemara? Said Taisi Bas on the page, wrote down with a bang the Rashba, you know why? Because Tzia is only Isli Rabbonon by dog. By Shrots, my man's Teraisa, other times Teraisa. By dog, my fish, only the Rabbonon. So we see, they point out, in this Gemara, in this Teres, you see, Yehuda is only being machin by the Teraisa and not by the Rabbonon. Chalashani, they point out Rashi and Kulan, that the Kufta Zain, on the base, went not this way. It's Isser, according to Yehuda, I feel like Botu Isser, the Rabbonon. How do you answer the Sugyo? So the way the Ritva by us answers, no, the Gemara is saying it's Zeyah Ba'al, it's worse, it's less than the Gedder of Tam. It's less than the thing itself. Since it's Gru, it's only Zeyah, therefore only over here will be Mekel, not other times. That means it comes out, how do you understand the Gemara? Shani Zeyah, Shani Tzir, Zeyah Ba'al, what's Gemara's Teretz, and Afkamina, in Rabbi Yehuda, is going to be Mekel into Abonaz or not? First again, so much have the Sugya over here, Machlokes Rashi, there's Tosfos, how you pass like Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbonon, the Meister, the Vilna will say we pass like Rashi, like Rabbi Yehuda, Beker, Rabbi Shredim, we pass like very clearly like the Rabbonon, the Loch is Mimbeh Minoy, it's going to be Bokta Barayv. Second Sugya, Sugya of Tam Kikr, that's a massive Sugya, the Rabbi Shredim of Marech, the Chodim wrote Contrasim upon it, some even Sforum upon it. Try this, go be kids, what comes out from our Sugya. First, we have the Gemara down Tzadah Chesom, the Aleph down, and Machlokes, Ig Mishar, Shishim, Omeo, Shua ben Levi, Big Zam, Mishim, Bar Kafro, if it's 100 or 60. The Gemara says they both were not from the Zerah B'Sheila. That means basically we have an aisle over here, the aisle is kosher, to get salt to go eat. You have the Zerah, there's only muta for a coin to go eat. They cook it together, the loch is the aisle, they saw it, they give himself to go eat. A gam, it sounds like he has a taste over here of the Zerah over here. That's the Kimto. The Gemara says, why it's bottle? What's my chalik is 160? So the man Yoma holds 60 is being Mishara at Tzomos and Basar versus at Tzomos and Basar. The man Yoma says 100 is being Mishara Basar versus Basar. Now, based upon the Sugya, what is at Tzomos? Is at Tzomos Balea? Is it Pilot? Does it take in the time of the Isser or not? Is it Isser at Tzomos? That means basically the question of gelatin that's built upon the Sugya. That's the Loch and Simon Tzadik Tesef Aleph will get to. The Sugya at Tzomos, what's going on over here? Gelatin, let Hashem get back to. Now, Kamal Gemara is saying we have this pasuk Zerah B'Sheila. The first question over here is obviously is that Lechura Zerah B'Sheila is min v'minoy. Zerah is min with the ayil over here. They cooked with the ayil. Lechura min v'minoy. The lock we just said. The coin machlokes is heated up on his bottom barayv. What's going on over here? It's fractious kasher. It's fractious. The simple way of understanding it. Enichnami. It's a gabalah. He's v'yadam the number of shishim meyah. And the pasuk is a smachta balma. It's not a drosh gemura smachta. That's how the way Mishnah went. The Ramban, the Rashba, the Shimshim, the Ritva, the Ram, the Smag, and others. The Gam is balma not the way. The Mavucha das Rashi. But to make it simple, pashas is a sugya the smachta balma. Kabbalah is biyodom. It's not a drosh gemura. Now, just to understand, this yisoid over here was saying looking at this vittel, the way the Olim likes declaring what is the lumdus over here in this vittel. That means we know if we have a pasuk after Avul Hatos, you have three pieces of meat in front of you, to a kosher with a treif, the loch is its bottle. What is shishim? Is shishim the same idea of bittel? Is there bittel going on? But no, the side of shishim is the sinus tam, you don't taste it, there is no isser going on over here. Is it there is isser, what's bottle? There's no isser. Vavuch among the Gdolei Achronim, the Rebbe says, Avad is not sugya bittel. With there's no tam over here, there's no isser. It's not the side, there's an isser. The cane bottle. The whole Isser, the getter of the Isser is Tam. If there is no Isser, no Tam, there is no Isser. Not there is an Isser with the Bittel. There is no Isser over here. Again, to keep it simple, that's the most Achrenim went. The Gam, the Chaim, and Trumas, on the Rambam, he came up with his character. It's been Din Bittel. Like the Din Bittel and Roy, Din Bittel and Shisha. Again, the simple understanding in the Sugya of what we're learning out, what's the Kabbalah, it's the awesome. The getter of the Halach over here is, there's no Isser, there's no Tam.
But if it is not, it's just a loss.
Yeah, the question is shishim.
But it doesn't, you know, there is
tam, it could be the nafkamina, which maybe you mean, is that what happened, he tasted above shishim. We have to love that tzedches, the Rambam also has the rice, the Rashba has the drabam. Bechor, the nafkamina has said over, it's going to be the machlokes and tzedches, the shachbos and kibeger. Bechor, the nafkamina. I mean, you understand this, didn't know tam, you taste it, the Rambam says the rice, what else? Everyone around over here. The fourth time Kibeg against Simchas. Then it's a dim bittel, it's drop on them. That's what Rashi says, not for Sadachas by us. Wrote down by the Shach, La Lof and Simchas. Could be enough.
What about less? If you had a goy, let's say,
No, then I think it could be everything in that case. Depends on
agrees
what?
Agrees that it is there.
What? Now, the Gemara is Mamshech. Now, we have a price over here. The Zer had to above Echal Isser. The Gemara said, what's the loss in the Zer? The Mutay Mai. The Gemara has to be Tutsim over here. Either a Bayerz is going to point of Yudo, that feel better for a bottle. You have a secondary, Rovel, Tamke, Kibar Kodshim. That case is also Mervina Teres, Lomokim Shechotach. Those are the three Tutsim over here. Now, that means the first Teres, the Bayer feel better for a bottle, we explained already, we passing like a Bonon. The second teretz is Rova Tam Ki Iker Bekotchim. That case is also. First, what does that mean? What Shal the Sugyo? Again, there's Machlokes. We've shot them. There's Rashi. There's places and there's Iran. Rashi understands the case over here at Bazer Shela is a case of what the word of places is a Tam Kolshu Tam Mashu. That means there are two different time and place over here. There's a case of taste where you sense. That means there are a piece of Issa falls inside 20 pieces. You taste the Chazer. That's called Tam Gomer. Lots of places, Tam Gomer. You sense it. There's a Tam Mashu, which you don't sense. One into a thousand, you don't sense it, but it's here somewhere. That's called a Tam Mashu. So what is the Kimto over here? What is the case over here? So Rashi understands the case over here is Rebbe Shela, there's Shishim over here. Therefore, a Tam Mashu. The case is Tam Mashu. The case over here is more than Shishim. By case of Kachim for the Pasuk of Yikdosh, only by Rebbe Shela, Lemaisa will be Mutter. All other cases also, afilu be'elv le'botol by the case of kodshim, except by the case of Rebbe Shela. And we're learning out from that mishlema by the case of kodshim, mash en came by the case of chulim, the loch is tam gomer, the loch over there will also be usher. By the case of, if tam kiki di rabbonim, the raisa, if you hold the rabbonim, might still be motor. Lesson shishim. That means the Gemara is really switching. That's really Taisa's kasha. You have to realize and understand what's going on over here. We're learning from the case of Kachim to the case of Chulim. The case of Kachim is what? It's more than Shishim. By Zerba Shel be Mutter, by other cases, by Shai Kachim be Aser. Masha again Chulim, what's the loch in that case? In that case, we're talking about the case of Tam Gomer. That's the case of Tam, we're discussing Tam Gomer, the loch is going to be Bottle and Shishim. That's a Rashi stands, that means the Kimte over here is more than Shishim. Adkan Rashi. Factatious, you're comparing apples to oranges. We're discussing the case of more than Shishim by Kachim. You're ending up with the case of Tam Gomer by the case of Kulin. How in the world are you comparing a case of Tam Mashu to the case of Tam Gomer? Fine, Kashin Rashi, Ein Mashari, answers Pshad Rashi. But again, we have one malach in the Sugya that the case over here by Kachim is more than Shishim. Come on, Taisa, different malach said, no, the case over here is less than Shishim. Discussing the case of Tam Gomer. I think Moses says Rebbe Shela is the case of Bottle of Shishim. So very simple thing. Not Lavdafka, not all times. Sometimes you can have part of the Zureya and part of the aisle sticking out and only transfer the Tam one to another, then no Shishim. Sometimes you can have a case with his Lav Shamunus and the Zureya, and therefore won't even be a case of Rebbe over here. So it's possible not to have Shishim. It's possible. Therefore, discussing the case over here by Kodshim, the case over here is Tam Gomer. But the case of Tam Gomer, by Zureya Rebbe Shela, the Maisel still be Motor. So that's a possible amount to it. Agam, you tasted over here. Mash Enkin, other cases of Kachim, they are the Allah will be bottled, but he's still mice in the case of Shishim. They need Shishim. That means, was the Kim to the Gemara? The Gemara's case, according to Taisa, is the case of Tam Gomer. That means, Rashi is standing in the Tam Mashu, more than Shishim. Taisa is standing in the case of Tam Gomer, less than Shishim. Atzad Ashlishi, Kamal Diran, he says, read the Hemshech of the Gemara beforehand. Abai says, the case is going according to Behuda, feel whatever they bottle. Kamal Ravon says, I feel better for the bottle, sign Tam and sign Moshes. No. We're discussing a case over here that we mamshech in Tam of Kointer Behuda. We're really discussing Behuda Shito. But only in the case of Tam. That in the case of Tam, that will say over here, the loch is, by other cases, it'll be also Kointer Behuda. Mashing is over Shalom, Mice will be Michael. But not the Kim to Moshes, not by Moshes, only in the case of Tam. That means again, we have three Mahalchim just shot in the Sugyo. We're actually understanding the case of a Tam Yikin by Kodshim, this case of Tam Mashu. Taisa stands the case of Tam Gomer, and the Ran stands the Tam Mashu in Yom Yehuda. She doesn't say, I feel an airflow bottle, by Dr. the case of Tam. Let's first Pshan the Sugyo. Upon this, coming now that we should discuss, what's the locha of Tam Ki Iker by Shari Sirm? Where's the Gemara is the case of Kodshim? What about by Shari Sirm? Just to be clear, on the page there are six cases of Tam Ki Iker, the six separate cases. Two of them is a machlokes, four of them are no machlokes. Speak them out. Three cases l'kuli amas deraisa. One case, the case of the bosta b'cholok, the gmar dafkav ches, mom sofim dafim dalad. The apostle lois sevashol diba chelivimoy, dech bishul asu toiro, near even agrees tamkikas deraisa. Aleph, one case. The second case is kosher, the sugir by us. We have a pasuk yikdosh over here. Avad alocha is giving tamkikas deraisa. The third case, in the case of guliakim, gmar b'sofim and dafim dalad. The case of when we went to Melchoma with the minion, Pashtun Matos, over there to be Machshir Kalim, with a Paskin Tamke Iker, is Deraiso. That means you have three cases of Kulam of Deraiso, case again of Kotshim, Basa Bacholov, and Gula Akum. One case, every degree is Motor, Zerba Shelo. The Apostle said, the Mice is Motor. No problem. Mice can go eat it. The whole Machlokes, Rashi and Toysis, is really me, number one, the case of a Shari Surim. And number two, also what's the Locha by Nozer, by the Apostle of Mishras. Drop different than Shari Sirim, but case of Mishras. That's the Akimta, that's the Tumul over here. What's the Lacha B'Shari Sirim? That means again, some issue, what's the Lacha Tam Kikir? You have to know what we're discussing. Koshim Deraisa, what's the Chalav Deraisa? Shari Sirim Machlik, Shrashi and Taisvis. The Zer B'Shel, Maisis Water. Those are the six cases over here. Now come along, Rashi, and the Shem will follow him. They point out, look, we have three Rayas Tam Kikir Drabonim. Three Rayas. One, they point out the words of Rav over here, Tam Kikir B'Koshim. The kodshim, yes, not by case of kulin. One simple raya. A second raya they point out, the gemara dafkav ches. The gemara discussed by case of basa b'cholov, loy shvasul shvashul gdi b'chelav imoy. A bai wants to say the locha tamik b'loy moshe is there, right? So if not, let's learn about basa b'cholov from that. Kamlun rov and I said, no, basa b'cholov is different. Why? Dech bishul osur tayo. Ech lami tamik b'loy moshe il maiz is mutter. Why bai basa b'cholov is going to be osur? Why dech bishul osur tayo? So there's nothing more over there. But by Shari, Sirim, the Maisi, not going to be a Dinder Aiso.
You mean what? It's Chiddush?
Yeah, the Gemara is Chiddush, and the Dech Mishal Star. The third Gemara they're coming from, the Gemara of Zara, Dav Samal Zayin, Zav Yerichin, and Zav Yerichin says, Tamar Ma Moshe, there's a case of Malkus. Lom Moshe, no case of Malkus. Those are Rashi's, and his Rishonim, the three main Rayas. The two Kashas Rashi has upon himself, number one, the case of Mishras, number two, the case of Gula Akum. Rashi Vos answers, either name Ksuvim Bon Ke'echad Eim Malamdim, they were not enough these two spoken. Or you want to say the case of Mishnas, come tell you a different teretz, different story, had to Mitzaref Eser. The case of Gula Akum is a Chiddush. That's the Rashi, it's two different teretzim.
But isn't he mixing both Tanaim together?
Either, yeah, it's either that teretz that we won't want to answer anymore. We knock away two psukim, or the one who knock away these two psukim, I'll knock away the two psukim a different way. Either Mishras, as the halacha of Etnus Avril, is singular, Akim, it's a Chiddush. If not me, there's two different Jerusalem. Don't, one's not told them all. Adkan, that's Rashi, very simple. Come on, Tracis, he holds, Tom gives the right, so you can have to answer the sugis over here, so Tracis for us, and Novazor, and Psochim, not Psochim, Novazor, the one's answer, very simple. The words of Tom Kikim, but Kochim, why? Kotchim discussing kotchim, love dafka. The words of Dech Bishul Osotaro, dichoy b'almo. Well, dichoy, love dafka. The first two are some betzim, love dafka. The third one is a gemara betzim forish against him. The gemara of Azara is saying that loch etam moshe get malchus, etam v'loch moshe ain like your love. That's mamash b'am kash over here. So Tosfos have to be two of them. We shouldn't have a fourth teretz over here. First teretz of Tosfos, he wants to say the chiddush. The case of etam moshe is the case of mim b'minoy. Mim b'minoy, and it's nicker. That's what Gemalkus. Ayah says, the Maisa, what's the Chiddush? We take it out, time for learning Moshe, the Maisa, no time, why is the Mutter? Because no it's over here. The second time, she won't tell you, still it's also. Just understand what that means, and just these slaves that come out, we'll see over here in the Shach, very clearly to come involved. Really, you always have to understand there are four Akimtas over here, practically to apply the Halacha of Teruvahs. You have two types of Teruvahs, that means you have to have a case of Lach Balach. You can't have a case of Yavish B'Yavish. You have two different cases. You have a case of Min B'Minoi and a case of Min Shloi B'Minoi. That means, in essence, you have four practical examples. It's a case of Min Shloi B'Minoi, either Lach B'Lach, which you transfer taste, or Yavish B'Yavish. Or a case of Min B'Minoi, which is a case of Lach B'Lach or Yavish B'Yavish. There are four examples that can have a case of Teruvahs. One of these four is what we're discussing, Tam Kikim Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. A case when you have, number one, it's Min Shloi B'Minoi. And number two is a case of Lach B'Lach, or the case you transfer, Tam, the case of Bishul. When you have both, that case is a Halacha Shishim, Rashi, Shishim, it's a video abonon, Tamki Kidu abonon, Pay Tamki Kidu Isa. That means when you have two things over here, it's min shulayda minay. And number two, it's a case of transferring Tam last balach. That case is where Tosfos can say Tamki Kidu Isa. But that's how we make him go past. And you're missing one or the other, will be abonon. Missing both, will be batal b'rayev. That means, for example, if it's a case of lach balach, but the lach is, it's minoy. It's minoy. What's the lach in that case? That is going to be, we get a paskin shishim, but esim, not this case, machlokes of huda on the rabbanon. We paskin like the rabbanon. It's batal b'rayev. However, we need shishim, why? Exeo otu shloy b'minoy. It's missing one, exeo otu shloy b'minoy. Which the other way around, it's been shloy b'minoy, but siyav is b'yavish, no transfer of tam. Again, we're going to paskin shishim, why? Exeo otu bishul. What's neither one, it's yovish and mimbe minoi, then the lach is that case will be bottom b'rayv. That means when you have both mimbe minoi, mimbe shloibe minoi, and lach, then we're going to pass the tamik b'raisa, one or the other, we're going to pass the shishim d'rabbanon, missing both is bottom b'rayv. That's what the potential here means, that the lach will be a mimbe minoi, lach and medinoi will actually be mutter. That's first tarets. And then again, the shach will speak to Alvay clearly, but also it's a base, if you've gone above, just if you once you know the idea, it's very easy to read the shach. That's his four cases over here. No, so let's just understand what does it mean in the mina, you know, what does it mean in the lach, lach, just explain the kint over here. Tosfos, his second tarot, he wants to tell you that the case of here will depend if it's a kezayis that has a kedei chilas pras, that's nichol get a time of umamoshoi. When the kezayis shloi kedei chilas pras, then true it's still a case of deraiso, but it's chashi osmatoro, that's why he did not get malchus. What is a gedei chilas pras? So the beis yosef brings down the machloek, so you show him if it's gimel beitzim or dala beitzim. Third tarot of Tosfos is that since we're learning out the maramokim tam ke ikkas from kuulei akum, therefore, the sugya of tam is only isra say. Once it's only an isra say, therefore, in that case, you will not get malchus for it. Those are three torts among the Rishonim. A fourth teretz, the Ramban, the Rashi, the Ram bring down, is that ikum ha-mokum is from the case of gulei akum. The Gemara says the case of a kal v'chomer from gulei akum. Kal v'chomer ain't an shimon adin, can't get malchus. That's why you don't get malchus. That means, again, there are four ways to learn the Gemara. Again, either you have a case of minoy, or it's a case of isra say, or ain't an shimon adin. Or the case of the Chilas Pras. Now, what is Tam? What's the example, the definition of Tam? So there's a Chidush Iran by us, and the Telechesna Bey points out that we have three Pesukim, and each one is telling us a different Kimto of Tam. We have a case in the Gemara of Mishras. Mishras is, you have a grape inside water, you take the grape out, you have now flavored water. That he says there's no Gufa inside, and there's no Pletus that came out. Somehow the grape gave off tam to the water. There's no plinkus, there's no gufoy, nothing. That is the case of tam. Gives off taste.
It has to be something.
He says
it's physically impossible.
That's why I'm quoting him. I hear what he's saying. I would have said what he's saying. But he's saying that there's no pieces that are coming out. There could be giving off taste without being, without, again, without any plinkus coming out. The second case he says is gulei akum. Gulei akum, he says, is a cooking, the grape cooking chazer. Chazer was piled into the kli, then it comes out for you want to put in kosher. There are pleats going in and going out. That he wants to say is the second case of tam, and that's a positive gulei akum. Our third case he says, loy shavashim diba chelav imoy, is that there is the gufoy, milk is being belayed inside the meat. That's also a case of tam. First, you want to stand there three cases of tam, and that's why we have three different pesukim better. You have a pasuk where there's no pletus and no guf, mishras, the case where there's pletus, gulei akum, case the guf adob, the case of kolob.
What is gulei
akum? That's what he calls it. Pletus. Now, might say our pots could be non porous, a little bit different, don't work that way exactly. In those days, where they shouldn't bring down, there were actually cheres and pleats inside. When you would kasher it, you think things spark and things are being kashered. There are things inside them. It's called pleats. He calls that pleats.
Well, basically, it's
three. About three different psukim over here. Now, this is the idea they're saying that cholov is being blayed in Boston. What exactly is that? It's not that simple. He's understanding the Iran that this case over here is called the case of tam, or you believe in Moshe, a case of tam. That's in Rashi, that's Rashi's case. He says, what's Kitz of Tam? He says, with his Basar, would be Belay inside the Cholov. That's what Rashi writes.
Ram
is not Moshe. I didn't say that.
Ram
is called Moshe. We'll get the Ram itself. That's Chilo, this Cholov, I think.
Ram says Moshe.
He says Chilo. Again, I think that's the fourth kimto. Let me say three kimto. I think the case of chil nimoch is the fourth kimto. Chedush Eran says we on that side of Ches. And the case of cholov that's bringing belay inside balsar, right? That's the case of tam. And Rashi writes that's the kimto memdal of beis. That's the ramban ba'osad Ches brings down. That's the case of tam. That's the ramban. That's the case of Rashi. Atal Hashem Yipeishem Vadzara. The Rashi ba'osad Ches says no. That's being belay is something that's called time of umam moshe. That means in this third level of chol being belay inside balsar, according to Rashi and the Chedush Eran, it's called in case of tam, and Tosfos the Rashi called in case of mamoshes. What is it exactly? Because there is chol that was belay inside something. I can hear either way. Here the mice, does mamoshes got belay inside or not? I think there's a fourth case. This case over here, a case of chelev. That was nimuach. It was fat that dissolved. That's Rashi's akimna in Avodah Zarah of Samuel Zainam Abayis. Rashi calls it a case of Tamei V'loi Mamoshei. Tosfos quotes it, the Baskir, so depends how you say it over. The way how the Primgum seems to understand over there is you have the case over there that it dissolved and it's kind of intertwined one with another, and still definitely get it of Tamei and not a case of Mamoshei.
Why is it different than the
Chalav? Well, being Balei inside, or one not being Balei, it's being just mixed up inside. It dissolves and it's around it.
Doesn't it
actually
disappear the same moment?
The Primgum does not stand away, the Yadud stands being Balei. Let's go to the Primgum. In the sense, Tam, it's just around it. It's Tam that's around it. Dissolves. Now, this Akimto sounds like the case of Chil Nimuch, Machlok is three different Shitas. There's Rashi, the Ram that you're referring to, and the Rambam in the Beis Yosef. The Ram understand that's the case with Nimuch, that's Mamoshes. It's mixed up inside, but the Maisel wasn't Belay, it's case Mamoshes. The Rambam, the way it's brought down the Beis Yosef, really depends. If Gezayt today, Chil is a Pras to be Mamoshes, and it's not Kazak Dechlis Pras is together of Tam. That means it could be that Rashi and the Ran and the Ram all hold Tam because Rabbonim. All three hold Tam because Rabbonim. Yet they can have the same Akimto, one called Rabbonim, one Deraiso. That one is Chiluv is the Muach, all three hold Rabbonim. But Rashi calls that case of Tam, Rabbonim. The Ran calls it Mamash, there'll be a Deraiso. According to the Rambam, it depends. If there is Kazak is that Dechlis Pras be Mamash Deraiso. It's less than that, but case of Rabbonim. That means there seem to be three cases out there, and a fourth case, I think, also, Chil Nimuach, Hushim Achlokes, how to categorize it. Is it a case of Rabbonim, or is it a case of Mamoshes, or is it a case of Tam? Aloch Lamaisa, we'll leave it off to next time, our Bikur Yipaskin, Mashachon Aruch, to take the next day, just to understand some more akimtos over here, take a Chakiro, built from it. Coming along with things, we have a lot of here of Tam Kikur. Without the pasuk Tam Kikur, Mishnah Sgula Akam, what was beforehand? Before we had a pasuk, was it also we had a case of Groiv? Or wasn't also at all? Just to explain. Before the Pesukim, we had always Tam, one to another. There's a Gemara in Chulun that goes through Beis and Beis, it brings down a pasuk Hatmeim, the extra hay. Come tell the juices of the Meister also. So it could have been the juices, the tam, the juices. The more we don't have to make extra hay. Over there, you can understand that Be'etzim tam were mixed in one with another, Be'etzim was always ulcer. Without which was alf gulak, it was always bottom of the chiddush of the sukkim of bottom of cholos, Rebbe Sheila, as come tell you the loch of shishim. Loch of shishim. Well, no, without the sukkim, tam is mutter. Tam is mutter, Mishnah is all the doctrines of Moshe over here. Atmeim, only with his real juice over there. But otherwise, Tam itself, Etzim, is being mutter. So what was before the Pesukim? It is before the Pesukim, there is an Isser with Batal Barayiv, and the Pesukim telling the Shishim? Or no, there's no Isser at all? So the newest rice from the Shishim and the Paiskim, maybe next Chabur will get involved with different values, but Kivagim makes it very simple, Machlokes Rashi versus Rambam by us. Machlokes Rashi versus Rambam. To take a Nafkamino, there's a Primgonim by us that starts off the Simon, the Sifsei Das Aleph, and that Huda brings down an interesting story. That happened a few hundred years ago. The Talmud Rabbi Gaon spoke about it in Shul a couple of weeks ago. That there is a Maisa that a Sam Soifin, Shuvah Simitzak Dala brings down. He brings down a story And we read it from the Pesach Tshuva and Simen Kuf Dalet. Of the Yadanos, as I'm saying, I know a story. Pam Achas, Porcha Tanigolus Toy Kalachas. I know a time where a chicken flew over a vat of chemel, or Sachas al Eish, or Mesa Betaychai, and it flew over a vat of milk, fell inside, and died. Here at Goin Echad, there's one Goin, Sha'osa Achem Afil Lagai. Goin said, it's possible Cholov, the bird inside this vat of milk that's bubbling over here, is a case of possible Cholov. And therefore, not only for a Yidizid Aser, even for a case of a guy, possible Chalav is Aser Bano, even for a case of a guy. That's the cash. Maisa, they spill it out. Shevchu b'chutzai, v'shuv eskiu, bas v'ois b'chalav mutu Bano. What's going on over here? As I affect this cash, the Yidizid is going there, what? Going. V'eshiv eich namin, v'ano mutar, you're right. L'marcha g'a asura, why mushum a different reason? B'liyas eva minachai d'oslo ben oyech. A fellow was alive. It was Eivim and Achai, and please Eivim Achai. Says Chassam Sofer, the Hizmalei Hashem Yisbarach Tiyutul the Shavisa B'Ksufa, Kashbarachu on the spot gave him his terrorist to answer his kasha to save him from his embarrassment. Betsy was not mechavin this the way in the beginning. Really, he made a mistake. He didn't want to bust him. He forgot. Simbei Zayin Zav Aleph. Kashbarachu saved him from this mistake. Ma'aser came out that he was right la'alocha for different reason to the please Eivim and Achai. Ad kind of story, which Rav Pimagon starts off, I was simming this way, being down the story, he says, I have no idea what they're talking about. I don't know why it's awesome. What is he in the Shiloh? Rav Pimagon starts off, first, it's a Daz Boss, being down the story, a Shemati, somewhere in Europe, there's a Mabucha, going on with the story. Don't know. What's the Shiloh? A Vladis Motor. What is a Shiloh? The Shiloh is, we're discussing the Sugi of Tam over here, taste. Taste is from one piece to another piece. Does Chai, the living animal, give off taste? Is it Tam by a Chai? It's Chai Poilet. That means the bird fell in alive, it gave off Tam of Chai, it took the bird out, but it gave off Tam of Chai, it was alive. It's Chai Poilet, gives off taste. This was led to a big mavucha in Europe.
Saying
when he was dead, it's not Eivim and Chai anymore.
Why shouldn't it give off taste?
That was a tumult, is the Chai Poilet, the Chai give off taste? We'll get to cases. It fell in alive. When it died, I don't care. It's not possible. Chalav is not as mortar because it's only oif. Mortar by no.
For a few minutes.
The only is even minachai. Even minachai has to be alive.
No.
So it's chai give off taste.
Or you have to take the
thing off while it's still alive. So for 5 minutes, it's sitting in the pile.
But goy is mortar. A goy is mortar. We have to make a case of goy is also. It has to be even minachai.
5 minutes later.
So first, who was this goy? Echad, the Sefer Yad Eliezer. 100 years ago, says it was the first shiloh that happened to Zayda that flaw. Shiloh was shiloh when it came to the royal Frankfurt domain.
Wait, isn't first shiloh. If you lick a chicken that's alive, is it
your
Eivim
and Achai? No, Tam comes off. There's no way to have a chance to taste
well,
it.
The
color
comes off. That's the same shiloh.
How does
the
Tam come off? With
half,
you
have
to have fire
here. That's another shiloh. Tam comes off.
There's no fire here. You lick a piece, no fire. We'll get to it. That was Baruch Hu. So this kasha, the flaw paskin luchumru. Chassam Sofer brings it down and defends his rebel. Everyone knows that Chassam Sofer's rebel is our flaw. He brings an interesting right from Muhammad Rasha. Says our right group Muhammad Rasha.
What's the right?
We'll leave it at a different time. We'll answer it. And there's a Pyitz who went this way. The Yadliyazer. And the Benish Chai passes this way. Those one paskin, the Chai gives off faith. Tamki Iker, even for the case of something he's alive. Atzal Hashemi, when the Sivus heard this question, again, the Pimgon has no idea what to answer. So that's what the Sim does know. Sivus, when he heard this question, Chai Pelis started laughing. Sochak, I laughed. When they went to Shalom Kudu the Istin, he said, very simple, he made a mistake the first time, he made a mistake the second time. This Rav, that flaw, the Goin Echad, made a mistake. The Mach Nehuda, Peskechuva, he ends off Lamais Lahore, not like that, he ends off Dice, that's Naika, not on the Sam Sofer. Masham, the Yadhuda by us, just to make sure you got it correctly, we ordered that Kutzer, and in the Aruch, in the Shmosh, 3 different times, they don't know what he's talking about. A lot of mice in the case of his motor, and most of the mice one time should be motor. That there is Chayz not give off taste. Now, Shlomoch Tainez, when he came working for the Badatz, as he worked for the Ashkochas, he wanted to ask all fish in the Badatz. All fish. Why? Because, you know, you come to these fish tanks, and they're kosher fish, and not kosher fish. And the Chai being pilots, covers the event for 24 hours, and then it goes one to another. And the Evelamaisi has a bayah, has a galea. He sits there 25 hours.
What?
Wow. Sit there in the fish tank for 25 hours. He says, in the ocean, there's no bayah, but the Mashishim. And the fish tanks.
But it's a salty fish tank?
No, covers 25 hours. Covers.
Some covers.
So he gets involved, maybe. So they get involved. Maybe the idea is that by fire and not by kvisha. He's looking for some cipher. They say even by kvisha the same halacha applies. Maisi come along and he's on the sivis and some tugger and others, and then Maisi also choose from the kvisha. Maisi at the end of the Maisi is mekel, but he has this tzad over here. Want to ask everything over here? Fine.
Okay.
Maisi, they get to our case of Tam Kippur. There are three svaras discussed over here. Why this question over here of the chsam sefer should not be an issue? Number one, you can say very simple. Very place can say that this case the bird fell inside the vat of milk. Chai is not part of it. So one reason why to make to argue upon the whole Yisrael, the Mavucha among again the whole ruckus in Europe in the 1700s is chai part not. We pass not of the chsam sefer. Chai does come out for him. However, the second way to understand it, come along the chsam sefer. It says, don't tell me it's only usher to a Yisrael and not to Goy. Because the Maisa, Rashi says over here, when us in the Sugya, that's the Chesem Rebeis, that Tam Ki Iker is going to be usher. Because without a Pasik, it's going to be Botel Acher Rabin Lahatris. Botel Mitzad Sugya of Roiv. If it's a Botel Mitzad Sugya of Roiv over here, therefore, they say that we have Tam Ki Iker even applies to Goy. That means the question, take a step back, is there Tam Ki Iker by Goy not? That means, number one, chai pelet, that's one question, one shaila. Second question, is it tam ki ikka by nachri? Our sugi is applied to nachri not. It says, I'm sorry if you read Rashi by us. Rashi said over here by us that the reason why it's botakil achri ab lahatis. Achri ab lahatis, the case of bezin applies even to going. Even to going. Therefore, the sugi tam ki ikka applied to going, says, I'm sorry for. Come on, the base yitzchot. The Yad Yudah says, where's tam ki ikka from? Case of basim cholov. Mishra, Skuli, Akim. These are cases by Yisrael, not by the case of an Akim. So come on, we had Yudah by us. He wants to argue some Sefer, is it Tam Ki Ikir by Goy not? Some Sefer says, read Rashi by us. And they say, there's no Tam Ki Ikir by Goy. But what's in Machlaikis over there point out? It's what's before the Pasuk. We start off with the Hakiro. What's the question over here? What's before the Pasuk? Do you still need Rav or not? That some Sefer's understanding before the Pasuk still was Asr. Achweb Lahatis, the bottom of Roiv, the Pasuk can't tell you Shishim. But the idea of Tam Ki Iker is still applied by the case of Goy. Why can we still have the Issa before the Pesukim to Achweb Lahatis? Mash Engi, the Mesitz, when you have said no. Without any of the Pesukim, Mesh, it's Mutter. The Pesukim can't go tell you the Issa. Tell you the Issa, that's Guli Akim, that's Roi Yisrael. The case of Mishra, that's the case of Yisrael. Pasuk Bechol is the case of Yisrael. That means the Chura, the argument in this Yisrael, is talking about to Goyim, not in the Chakir, what happened before the Pesukim. Without the Pesuk, is it still Osir? Or no, it's Mutter? A third avenue you can also get involved with. Chloe's took a question, that even Achareb and Lahatos say you have over here, is there a question in general, do we say Shurim by Goyim? Do we say the Lach of Bittel by Roy by Goyim? The bim of among the choinim, maybe shurim is a din halach much we see that for Yisrael and not for goyim. To come along Ramshik, Tamuk Sam Sofer, he wants a taina. There's no din of bittul by goyim. So once you have achareb lahatis, there's no bittul anymore. That's where the avim and the chayda came out. Even his roiv won't be enough. Come along the Yad Yudah, a third avenue, a third time. He says not true. There is the bittul by case of goyim. So even his achareb lahatis, bottle of roiv. So the Yad Yudah by us quotes this mice and the omnis with three different points. And all each one by itself is enough to argue on this psak halacha. Number one, he says chai is not pilot. Number two, he says there's no din of tam ki ikka by a goy. Number three, even there is atzroiv be bottom roiv. Chsam sefer seems old. There's tam ki ikka by a goy, and chai is pilot. There's no din of halacha. There's no din of bittul by the case of a goy. Paul was saying now. About Tam Ki Iker, let's take it a step further. We Paskin, we'll get to Tam Ki Iker is deraiso. For those who Paskin, the second thing is Chai is Pelik, is off Tayyus again, not Chol, Sam Sofer, and it's Chai. Let's take a third thing, and let's get Bob Kasho. You mentioned already, I think in the first Chaburo, can you eat a person? Sounds like a funny case. We have the Russian Ksubis, that Samach says, you find a guy's arm on the floor, pick it up and eat it. Very nice, Shalom Yisrael. Atzal Hashemi, the Rambam writes, Issa deraisa, Zoyis Achaya Shetoichelu. Issa deraisa, Apostle Gin Shemini. Loch Lamaisa, Lisa Pnei Ashkenaz, we pass the Loch Lamaisa, Simonai Tess, the eating a person is Issa deraisa. If so, they point out, let's take all things, Tam Kikir, we pass the deraisa. And it's Chai Poilet, and on the tzad eating a person is the rest of the tree paskin. These two or three we certainly paskin. Question: Chai Pelos or not? How in the world do we ever eat anything that's hot? Eat anything that's hot. If you have something that's, you have a piece of steak that's kosher, chazit touches it, would you eat the steak?
And
no, it's on the fire. We'll get the steak.
So you touched everything that's hot.
In your mouth. In your mouth.
Again. So for example, you have food in the fire. You touch it. Would you, how in the world do you ever eat food that you touch it on the fire?
Touch with your hand.
Yeah. That's what chaz. No, touch. What's halacha? Would you eat the steak?
No.
So you touch it. The tamun out of you, chai poilet. Tam you get the raiso. Eating a person's a raiso. So you touch it. Right. That's what you're supposed to use a fork and knife. I know my father says fork and knife always. But on the tzad, like you touch it with your hand.
160, 170. When you drink it, it's yatzalot.
So how in the world do you touch any food that's hot? And if you do, is the food also? They're like bringing down the Gemara Gittin. The Rav Nachman's daughters mix their food in their bare hands and goes out kishuv shabai. So there's one side it's mutter, but the feet out sugar. The tamik is the raisa and chay poilet. My sound, how in the world do you ever eat any hot food? You get involved with off the fire, case of davagush inside your mouth. You ever burned your tongue on pizza? How you ever ate steak to burnt your tongue? How did you drink coffee? Right. What happened over here? We said, I'll take your time. So, there those who isis kasha, the mudi or, I mean, Sedek, Mach, Nihud, and they say, Yechanami, that's right, that the Samsoev is wrong, Chai is not pilot. That's their raya. It's time to handle what they're eating from your heart. The mice of the stipler and cool and similar, hey, isis kasha.
What's the raya?
Because how in the world do you ever touch something that's hot?
So, you
know so first, don't walk out over here and say that you, I said that you can't touch something that's hot. My father didn't say that about I think you can't touch things that are hot. Everyone says you can. The question is, how do you answer this question? So those who want to say, here's a Raya Chai, is not pilot. But the Shulchan is his kasha, the stipend is his kasha. And the way I want to answer, the stipend, Simon, hey, Maisik goes to all different Mahalfim of Rishonim. He doesn't answer. He says, according to the Ritva, he blabs Tzorachim. But let's go simple halacha. That the Ramban, the Rambam again says, eating a person is Isser, but it's a Chai Shet Ochel. There's a klal, Kol Yoyitz Me Tomei Tomei. Again, we have a camel, that's Tomei cannot eat. The book that comes out, also an Isser, the right, Kol Yoyitz Me Tomei Tomei. What on Simon Ayin Tes, what else familiar with Dayot? If so, correct the Ramban, that the Maisa, a person's milk that comes out is Mutter. Now, you're allowed to nurse a child, no problem. So if so, it's a chloride. Eating a person not be a derayso. So Zoyfrik the Ramban and Chumash against the Rambam says the Rambam is wrong.
The person is milk. The cow's also alive.
No.
Why not?
The min has to be mutter. The min.
While the min's alive, the min's also.
The min, the etzim is mutter. Koyit betamei tamei. So Frek the Ramban and the Rambam says if so, every milk should be also alive. Must be the Rambam is wrong. The law is that eating a person in that Torah is mutter. Maybe else to Rabbonim, but else the Torah says it's mutter. How do you answer the Ramban? Says in the Chumash Parashat Shmini, yes. How do you answer the Rambam? Come on, they want to answer the Klal.
That's what he says.
What?
Cannibalism is
what? When it's dead, it's also by no. First, it's also by no, by Yisrael, by Gerol, also with Machlek, as you're Paskin.
No, but you're alive. Your cannibalism
is not eating alive. There's a bottle of Berkowitz desk of wine that says, there's no Erla inside. They translate in English, there's no foreskin inside. For those people, I guess, you know, who eat it at home. For the Sfardim, who knows? Fine. This is a Rosh Bashan Chu discussing eating with Erla by Bismillah. That's for Sfardim, not for him. Now, Kamal Gachem, they want to answer the Ramban. The one time that the Klal Kuyit Me Tomei Tomei is only by case of a lav, not by case of a say. A whiz is eating a person. So it's a chayah. These chayahs you can't eat. The person's a chayah. That's the Rambam. But these chayahs you can't eat. These can't eat. It's the asay. Only the asay. Therefore, the klal kriyich metamei tamei only applies to the case of the asay. Building upon this, Kamal Piskei Chuvay also brings that later Yehuda and says, we're saying tamei deraisa. Is that only by the case of lav has malchus? What about the case of the asay? The one title, look at the case of Mishras, the Mamokim Gule Akam. Says again the Nebuchadnezzar brought down by us. That's only in case of lav sheish by malchus. But the Isra say, we would not say the klal of tamki ikur is the raiso. Building upon that, says the Bar Yaakov, You know why the halacha is you can eat something that's hot and we don't give out the being spoiled? Well, it could be salofi kashish because tam kikir deraiso. But a person going to Rambam is only an israsei. There's no tam kikir by israsei. They could maybe ask upon this mahal after the circle soif, at least be a drop on them. So I think for that, this type took the same mahal and added to it. Eating a person only israsei is not allowed.
So
there's no tam kikir. How can we pass tam kikir deraiso, but not by israsei? Only by law. In the pasuk in Gula Akim, Mishnah is a lot. Now you could ask Sarkal Seyla Bidu Apanim. I think this title said the same character. He's Moisif to it. He says we're not sure that it went from you inside the steak. Shema was Bilei Nak. We're not sure what the Shia Yad Slash Boy is. We're not sure. Therefore, it's Issa Seyu. We're not sure. So Chomu not Machmir in this Ikimto. He does end up according to the Ritva that eating a person is a lot. He has Sarkin. Does not know how to answer the Ritva.
So how could you ever share a cup? The little saliva on the cup with another person.
Saliva is not a person.
No.
I don't think so. I'm not sure if it's part of the person. I'm not sure I look at it. Let's leave it at that. There is maybe just a job also where to be moistif to this Yad Soif, and he says it over, he says the same idea, but he's moistif also. There's a Chamud Anil, I think the Elam knows a Kofay, that you touch something, you take your finger off right away, there's no pleat, it has to be there for a while. Usually you print your finger or your tongue, you pull back right away, you didn't have enough time to be pilot. Why they say just mistarf the Rashba and the Ramban and the Rosh Shito that eating a person like the Nisr? So likely mistarf the idea, and therefore comes along that the Rashba is known as the Rashba. So again, so if you want to be machmir like my father says, you not touch anything hot, or of course I'll take care of the fucking night. But say the Mitzvah Lachal the place can say that the more gittin, they touch things that hot, the Maisu would not get involved with the Isser of Tam Ki Iker. I just told something last week. Shela, how in the world on Shabbos he eats of a gush? And the mice says you have saliva inside your mouth, your tongue, and you're burning him inside the sugar of Bishl on Shabbos. Up inside the sugar of Bishl. Oh, so before the text, what you're saying, the simple way, the Chutzpah did not answer that way. I'm not sure why. The passion idea, as we mentioned, I think, in Shabbos, the mice achila. Let the burr is mice achila, not grind your food out of mice atoyfin. Mice achila is not melech machshav to osatoyah, mice achila is mutter. But any food inside your mouth, of course, should be mutter. I think that's posher. Again, I see the Chutzpah has like four other ways of answering it. I'm not sure why. But of course, that's a simple way of answering Shabbos. Just to end up with one other chakira, which again we'll also get back to I think in a week from now, in the sugya of tam kikir, is that what is the iser tam kikir? Is the iser the tam shiboy? Or the iser is mamoshes, and how do you know the moshes here is through the case of tam? Well, be machlokes shach and taz and siftal, which we'll better get back to. Fine, now the item should finish up Beis and Gimel. And next time, we'll go through the sugya of Sufik Shishin.
I just want to point out, about 20 years ago, the first shiur that he gave to the yeshiva was a Yilati the person. It was advertised all over. It was a packed shiur. The yeshiva came, and the